Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I always say it's never too late to start and maintain an exercise program, and here to help us is the fantastic Denise Austin. She's a pioneer in the fitness industry who has sold more than 24 million exercise videos and DVDs, authored 12 books on fitness, and starred in the longest running fitness show in the history of television. Denise Austin, such a pleasure to have you on Naturally Savvy.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Lisa. Is everybody fit? Back in that gut.
Yes.
Come on. Great.
I'm sucking it in.
Now squeeze your buttocks, because if you don't squeeze it, no one else will.
I love it. It's great.
All right, Denise, so let's jump right in. I'd love to focus on starting and maintaining an exercise program at any age. What advice do you have for people who really aren't doing anything? Maybe they're taking walks now and then. How do we get them motivated, get them started? I mean, if anyone could do it, Denise, it's you.
Well, the key is to start with just 10 minutes a day, because so many people, they don't have an hour and they can't even squeeze it into their day or begin. So I always tell people just to wake up 10 minutes earlier and do just 10 minutes of toning, stretching, walking, anything they can do for just 10 minutes to carve that time out just for you. And eventually that 10 minutes turns to 15 to half an hour. But you're on your way to being in the best shape of your life.
So, Denise, what about for those people like moms, you know, people who are very, very busy? What good advice can you give to them or us, I'm saying me, when it's hard to fit in fitness into my daily routine?
Well, I'm in the same boat. I work full-time. I've got two kids. I understand what it's like, because it's all about trying to just squeeze in a little time to get in better shape. So that's why I got a new DVD. It's called Burn Fat Fast, Latin Cardio Dance. And what's great about my DVDs, I do them in short segments. Some are 20 minutes, so I have two different 20-minute workouts on there. And everybody can just plug it in, and I promise you you'll get off that couch and move more, because really you want to make it convenient. Convenience is the key, because you know, as a mom, I understand, you know, the busyness we all have. And I like to do it in the morning, too, because that way, sometimes I get the kids off to school, and that way I'm back home and I'm ready to do something that I can get physical and do something better for myself.
Now, Denise, is there a better time? I like that you mentioned that. Is there a better time other than, let's say, convenience to advertise in the morning versus the evening?
Well, I've done lots of research studies on this, and I've been, you know, traveling the country, and most moms and most women find exercise more effective in the morning, because by the end of the day, you need to, you know, pick up the kids from school or dinner comes, and then you justify missing your workout for your family, and we just don't want that to happen. So the key is to get up. I truly believe in just getting up a little early, squeezing it in, and then you're on with your day and you feel good. And that way you don't muddle up your brain trying to figure out and feel guilty that you can't squeeze it in anymore. So it's just a fresh feeling of getting it over with in the morning. And another thing I like to do is stay fit throughout the day, because I try to get off my, you know, out of my computer area and move more. Standing burns more calories than sitting. So as often as you can, get up, and that helps boost that metabolism just a little slightly more.
Well, Denise, you know, I'm so excited because today I am getting delivered my standing desk with a treadmill, and I can't wait. I'm so excited to try it.
I'm so proud of you. That's so cool. And even if you go like 1 mile per hour, you're still burning calories and working the legs, which also helps blood circulation. And I just did a whole thing about just getting up out of your chair, because sitting, you know, makes our tummies poochy. It makes our waistlines kind of not. So always when you're sitting, if you're stuck sitting, which 8 hours a day, most of us are, think about pulling in your abs, because that helps.
That's you see, Andrea and I were both pulling in our abs.
Yes.
No, but that's a good point.
Yes, it's just, you know, thinking good posture plays a key role. And if anybody wants, I have so many great recipes and tips like this. Just follow me on Facebook. I'm doing a lot on Facebook and Twitter. So just follow me. And every day I do an inspirational message to get you started. And just, you know, log on and follow me on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. And I really love to tell you what I'm eating, to tell you, you know, my favorite secrets, how to tighten my tummy. And it's all about just a healthy lifestyle. And that's truly kind of my mission for women.
Yeah, well, and
I love
it's great.
That you say
and you've been doing this for a long time.
Because I think for most women, you know, they don't know what to eat, right? Or they don't know what to do. So I think it's great that you're doing that.
Yes, I'm so excited. I'm just really kicking it all off. And it's truly kind of my day-to-day message for people. Every day, a new message or a daily inspirational just to wake up happy and feel better. Because truly all these years, 30 years in the exercise business, my goal has always been to help someone feel better about themselves. And fitness is one wonderful way, and so is eating right and taking care of yourself. And it all includes so many of the big picture of how to be, you know, a better person, how to live healthier and longer.
So, Denise, I have a question. Like, you know, I run NaturallySavvy.com, and we're a website that educates people on living healthy and eating healthier. And I'm curious, what does your diet consist of? So, I mean, we're all about eating clean food, organic food as much as possible, non-GMO. Do you follow a regimented diet in terms of eating cleaner ingredients? Do you, you know, buy mostly from scratch? Tell us a little bit, or give us a little insight into your kitchen.
Well, you know what? I'm a true believer in moderation and balance, and always have been. But as I age, I do believe in the cleanest food you possibly can. So I do truly, you know, in the last few years have eaten, of course, you know, healthier fish. I look for grass-fed products and for my family. So I have directed myself towards there, and I do feel that needs to be all of our women's direction. But I'm also not stuck on it every single day. Like, you know, I go out to eat and I try to order as clean as I can, of course. But when it comes down to it, I love food. I'm from a big family. And there are certain times I just, oh, well, what the heck, you know. So I eat well 80% of the time. And I do have my treats 20% of the time. And as long as I'm, you know, staying fit and exercising, but I am truly, you know, eating. I cook a lot, so I know when I'm feeding my family. I don't, you know, put a lot of salt. I don't cook with any, you know, high fats, just the good fats. I do a lot of olive oil and avocado and tons of veggies. And so I'm truly, you know, believing in that. But at the same time, I love life and food.
Well, you sure sound like it. And I think it's amazing. And, you know, I definitely agree with you with the 80-20 rule. I think the 80-20 rule is super important. And I think, you know, we're living, we're enjoying life. And I agree. If we eat well at home and we exercise and we take care of this body that we were given in this lifetime, then I think, you know, we definitely should be enjoying ourselves the other 20%. So, Denise, thank you so much for being on our show today. You were a pleasure to have on.
Oh, thank you, guys. And stay fit. You can do it.
We will. Now that you've motivated me, I'm, you know, I have my stand-up desk. So I'm going to be walking and holding my abs in as we do, you know, our interview. So thank you.
That's great. And follow me on Facebook, everybody.
Yeah, and you can also follow Denise on Twitter at Denise Austin. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thank you for listening, everyone. Have a great day and stay well.